Amen. You love the Lord, say amen. Amen. It's good to be here tonight. Good to see everybody. Amen. It's come out to be with us in the house of the Lord. Amen. I sure appreciate you coming back on Sunday night. Amen. To worship God. Amen. In spirit and in truth, He's worthy of all of our praise. Amen. And we ought to just lift up His name tonight. And we just pray that we'll just have a good time in the Lord. Amen. Yeah. But it is good to be here tonight. Good to see everybody. If you're visiting with us, we hope you don't feel like one. Just get right in here and go to meeting with us. Amen. But we do appreciate it. Good to have my friend Brother Wayne back there. Brother Wayne, I was his pastor for about 10 years. And it's good to have him and his grandboy visiting with us tonight. Amen. But it's good to have you. Amen. Let's just go to meeting tonight. Let the Lord have His will and way. When we leave, we'll be able to say it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Let's remember all the prayer requests that was mentioned this morning, all the ones that are in the bulletin, things like this, and some got more tests next week. So let's pray for each and every one of them. I wonder if there's any just by the uplift of the hand. Amen. The Lord knows all about it tonight. Amen. Let's all stand. We're going to ask our ushers to come around, receive our evening tithes and offering, ask their blessing upon the service tonight. Amen. Let's just go to meeting. Let the Lord have His will and way. Brother Cecil, will you ask the blessing?
Good time. Y'all pray for me.
I can't take a heart that's broken. Make it over again. But
know, no matter what, I believe Jeff's mentioned it several times, they still, the best way to communicate with our Father is through prayer. And I want you to listen to the words. As it says, what a prayer.
For the blood that paid no hope for you and me.
play me one more verse. Just play me one more verse. Turn your Bible to the book of Ezra. Ezra chapter number 9, verse number 5. Ezra chapter number 9, verse number 5. Reading through verse number 8. And you pray for us tonight. You can hear my voice is just about gone. Really don't understand what's going on there. Maybe it's just this change of weather, something like that. We certainly hope it is. Amen. We'll do the best we can. We'll get where we can't. We'll sit down. Amen. I'll let Robbie finish. Amen. Amen. Ezra chapter number 9, verse number 5. Reading through verse number 8. Amen. The Bible said, and at the evening sacrifice, I rose up from my heaviness, and having rent my garment and my mantle, I fell upon my knees, and I spread out my hands unto the Lord my God, verse number 6, and said, O my God, I am ashamed and blush to lift up my face to thee, my God. For our iniquities are increased over our head, and our trespass is grown up unto the heavens. Verse number 7. The Bible said, since the days of our fathers have we been in a great trespass unto this day. And for our iniquities have we, our kings and our priests, been delivered into thy hand of the kings of the land, to the sword, to the captivity, and to a spoil, and the confusion of a face as it is this day. Look at verse number 8. And he said, and now for a little space, and this will come from tonight. He said, and now for a little space of grace had been showed from the Lord our God to leave us a remnant to escape and to give us a nail in his holy place, that our God may lighten our eyes and give us a little reviving in our bondage. You may be seated. Our Heavenly Father, just as I know how today, God, I pray, Lord, God, that you'll move Jeff out of the way for a little while, that I'll be able to get over on the holy ground. Lord, I realize that I'm nothing today. Lord, but you're everything. Lord, forgive us of all of our sins, shortcomings. Lord, touch our throat one more time tonight. Give it clarity that we'll be able to hear. Lord, the preaching of your word. God, we ask these things in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen. Listen, I want us to look now with the Lord being our helper. I've seen something in this week, and I thought, neighbor, listen, it really had opened it up a little more unto me. Amen. Neighbor, if I had a message that I want to preach on, let me on this right here. Our grace period. Our grace period. Amen. Here we see Ezra, listen, begins to mourn about the condition of the sin of the people. Listen, they were just living in every ungodly way they could. Listen, but he says, here I am, now at the evening sacrifice. Listen, and he said, listen, I arose from my heaviness. Listen, under the conviction of the way and the shape. Neighbor, they were in that night. Ezra said, I was of a heavy heart. Listen, and I rose from my heaviness. Listen, and the Bible said, he said, I rent my mantle. Listen, and garments, and fell down upon my face. Listen, and spread out my arms unto the Lord my God. Amen. This is a good place to be in. Amen. Listen, neighbor, tonight, before we can receive, listen, the possession of prayer, we got to be in the right position of prayer. Amen. Did you get back tonight? Before we can receive the possession of prayer, we got to be right in the position answer the prayer. Ezra said, I've come down upon my seed. He said, I've ripped my clothes. He said, I've took off my mantle. He said, I'm crying out to God. Have mercy upon us. Listen, neighbor, tonight. Ezra continues to bear his heart and soul out to God. Look at verse number 6 and verse number 7. Listen, I want to read those two tonight. Listen, talking about, listen, our grace period. Ezra's crying out to God. Neighbor, you know, tonight, it would do us good. Listen, not only as a country, listen, not only as a community, but as an individual, if we bury our heart, listen, in a place called Calvary, and cry out to God, have mercy on me. Listen, neighbor, tonight, that's exactly what Ezra, listen, was doing here. Listen, notice what he said here in verse number 6. He said, oh my God, I'm ashamed. I am blushed to lift my face. Listen, I'm so embarrassed. Listen, my face is turning red. Listen, neighbor, tonight, I'm the shame and the condition. Listen, in our country, listen, our community has got in. Listen, men were marrying their own daughters. Listen, and sons marrying their own sisters. It had got in awful shape. Neighbor, and Ezra began to cry out to God. Listen, he said, I blush to lift my face unto thee, my God, for our iniquities. In other words, our sins that we've committed before God. He said, our iniquities are increased over our head, and our trespass has grown up into the heavens. I look at verse number 7. I notice what he said. He said, since the day of my fathers, listen, since the days of our fathers, have we been in a great trespass unto this day. We're in critical condition. We're in a bad shape. Listen, as Ezra, listen, he's crying out. He's spread out upon the altar. His hands are spread out. He's crying, oh my God, have mercy upon us. Listen, he said, for our iniquities have we, our kings and our priests been delivered into thy hand, into the kings of the land. We've been took over. We've been devoured. Listen, we're suffering persecution because of our iniquities. Ezra has come under the conviction, and he's beginning to pray. He's beginning to beg God for his mercy. He's beginning to beg God for grace. He's beginning to beg God for forgiveness. Listen, neighbor, tonight. Listen. He said, and to spoil and the confusion of our face, and it is this day. Listen, neighbor, tonight. Now let's look at verse number 8. Listen, I want to look at it. Listen, Ezra has come down off the throne. He's rent his mantle. He's crying out to God. But look at verse number 8. And thank God tonight, there is a remnant. I thank God. I believe tonight we're living in that grace period. I thank God. The Bible said, and now for a little space, listen, and now for a little space of what? Of grace. Amen. Grace has been showed of the Lord our God to leave us just a remnant of his shape. I thank God he's left the door open. I thank God he's made a way. I thank God he's left the door of grace. It's open for the remnant that could be and should be saved tonight. I thank God. Ezra said, I'm praising his name for a period of grace. Thank God for a grace period that I have and you have, that we can come before the throne. Amen. Ezra, boy, he's crying out. He's crying out. He's begging God to have mercy. God, he said, oh, I thank God. I thank God now for that little space. I thank God for that little space. Amen. That little space of grace, that grace period tonight, he has showed us from the Lord our God to leave us a remnant to escape and to give us a nail in his holy place, that our God may lighten our eyes and give us a little reviving in our bondage. Amen. Ain't you glad tonight there's a little grace period? Amen. Thank God. If I'd have got justification, I'd have died and went to hell. Listen, I was a sinner. I'd never killed nobody. I'd never stole from anybody. But I was as lost could be. But that night at Calvary, he had left a little door open, a little part of grace. I was offered to me at Calvary that night. Oh, listen, our grace period, a little space of grace. This is our grace period before the final payment is due. Amen. But I've got news for you tonight, though. The end of that grace period is drawing nigh. Amen. The end of this grace period, the end of the opportunity for a man, woman, and girl to be redeemed, and the opportunity for a man, woman, and girl to be saved, that door is closing slowly, slowly, slowly every day. Men's hearts are getting harder. It's like pouring water off a duck's back. Amen. Now, I know there's more churches being built everywhere. They're on every street corner. Amen. They're in just about every empty store building. There's a church. But that does not mean that more people are being saved. Amen. That does not mean, and what's happening today, they've got a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. Hey, man, this easy believism, just come as you are, just do as you are. Hey, man, listen, as long as you live a good moral life, everything's going to be all right. That's a bunch of hogwash. The Bible said, hey, you must be born again, and the only way you can be born again is during this grace period that we're living in right here. In the month of October in 2017, I'm just like Ezra. I'm glad I can shout it tonight. Thank God for a little bit of grace. Thank God he opened the door of heaven for you and I, that we'd have the opportunity to know him as our personal Savior. A little bit of grace period. There's a little bit of grace period. Grace period. Tonight we all know what that is. It's like on your bills sometimes. They'll give you a little grace period. You didn't pay your water bill or your power bill. They'll give you a little grace period, maybe a day or two, and you can make that payment. Then if you don't make that payment during that grace period, you either pay overcharges or it gets cut off. Amen. But Ezra here had found something in this, Brother Dennis. Here he was crying out, man, the wickedness for the city. He was praying for them. Preacher, what can we do for our country? What can we do for our country? We need to do less talking and do more talking to Jesus Christ. Amen. We're too concerned with what's going on in the world. We need to be more concerned with our relationship with God. If we'll get our relationship with God right, everything else will fall where it ought to fall. Listen, neighbor, tonight, that's what Ezra had realized. Ezra realized, hey, we need help. We need help. And the only way we're going to find it is from God himself. And thank God he said, I'm glad he left a grace and a little remnant open for I could call out to him tonight. Amen. Our grace period. Number one, let's look at three things tonight about this grace period that I think we should do. We should be obedient to the Spirit of God when he calls upon us. Number one tonight, during this grace period, there's a grace period, a time that you can be redeemed, a time that you can find that you're missing in your life. But after a while, that grace period will close. It'll close. It's just like anything else. You take this Dollar General right down the road here. Listen, they're open till 10 o'clock. They're open till 10 o'clock. I can go down there right from now until 10 o'clock. I can go in there and spend as much money as I want to. Amen. They'll take it. Amen. Man, you can go in there and buy anything you want. Brother Cecil, once that closing time comes, they lock that door and they shut the lights out. Amen. And then if I go over there about 11:30 and I just shut through that door and I go in there, and even though I was willing to pay for it, I go in there and I start getting me some this and some of that, guess what's going to happen to me? I'm going to jail. Why? Because the opportunity for me to buy something up there had closed. It's now called breaking and entering. Amen. Listen, I'm telling you tonight, once the door of opportunity is closed, there'll be no getting in. There'll be no getting in. These people that believe that after you go to hell, you'll have another opportunity. I got news for you, folks. He said, listen, there's a great gulf fixed between us. And he told him, he said, Abraham can't come here and the rich man can't come there. There's no escape. Once that door of opportunity, that period, that grace period, once it closes, it's closed. It's closed. Let's look at three things tonight. The Lord being our helper, if you'll allow me to do. Listen, number one tonight that we need to do during this grace period, and I think that we need to do just like Ezra did. I think we need to take the advice and look at him and I kind of pattern what he did, because it was successful for him. God heard him. God heard his cry, just like he did Jonah up in the belly of a whale. God heard his cry. I listen, and I believe tonight God will hear my cry. And God will hear your cry. But there's three things tonight with the Lord being our helper. Number one, we see Ezra did. Number one, I believe we should reconsider. We should reconsider. Reconsider what? What is our relationship with Christ? We ought to reconsider just what is my relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. Ezra realized that the country and their surrounding area that they were living in was full of the devil. He realized that everything was in disarray. He realized everything was full of sin. And that's what we need to do tonight in our personal life. We need to reconsider our walk. We need to reconsider our talk. We need to reconsider our actions. Why? Because right now, Brother Allen, we're living in that moment of grace. We're in that grace period. He said, there's a remnant. There's a remnant of opportunity to turn this thing around. As an individual tonight, I believe the opportunity to dedicate our life to the Lord. Listen, I've said it before and I'll say it again. I believe this thing's just about winding up time. Amen. Amen. Listen, if the trumpet sounded tonight, it wouldn't be no surprise to me. At just any moment, any day, listen, Christ could, they could declare time shall be no more at any moment. That's why it's important while we're in this grace period, while the opportunity is there, while the remnant of hope is there, that we reconsider our ways. Amen. Reconsider what is our relationship with Christ. Reconsider means a change of direction. A change of direction. During this opportunity, we have the opportunity to change the direction that we're going. We have the opportunity to change the path that we're going down. We have the opportunity to say, Lord, I want to reconsider the way my life's going. I want to reconsider. I'm glad even if you've been saved for 50 years, you need to reconsider, where is my relationship with God? Is he number one in my life? Is he number one? See, Ezra had to come down. Ezra began to cry out. Ezra began to pray, God, have mercy upon me. See, my friend, when we quit looking at everybody else, when we quit looking at everybody else, and we realize it's not my brother nor my sister that's in need of forgiveness, but it's me, oh Lord. When we quit, hey, listen, worrying about the mote in everybody else's eye, and worry about that too before sticking out of yours. Listen, neighbor, tonight, then we'll get things right with God. Amen, preacher. Amen. But see, we got to reconsider where we're at. Personally, see, this is a personal relationship. Ezra, he knew that their country was in bad shape. But the Bible said he got down on his hands. He put his feet flat, his face flat down. He spread his hands out, and he began to cry out. Then in verse number 8, we see where God said, I'm going to give you a little remnant of hope. I'm going to give you a little grace period that you can have the opportunity to get this thing straightened out. Listen, neighbor, tonight, that's why it's very important during this grace period, the opportunity we can reconsider our life, reconsider our direction, reconsider our ambition, reconsider our vision, reconsider where we should be with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Our grace period. Reconsider the opportunity. And then, number two tonight, not only when we reconsider, I think number two, in order, while we're in this grace period, I think we have to repent. I think when we reconsider, see, it's the one thing, Brother Harold, to see the errors of our way. But Brother Dennis, but until we repent of those things, we're not any better off. He said, repent of our sins. Amen. True repentance. That means coming godly sorry. God have mercy upon me. Ezra began to repent, not only for himself, but Ezra began to repent for the whole nation. Boy, do we need to do that tonight? We need to just cry out to God and say, God have mercy upon us. God have mercy on us as a body of Christ. God have mercy upon us. Repent, repent. Listen, what did he say over in Revelation? He said, unless we repent, we'll perish.
Right.
True repentance. True repentance to me. Repent means to turn from sin. True repentance. See, true repentance tonight, it'll result in a change in our actions. It'll result in a change of our actions. You heard the old saying, our actions speak louder than words.
Yeah.
Well, see, when true repentance takes place, it changes our actions. It changes our desires. It changes our ambitions. Amen. Let's look at what the Bible says in Acts 26 and verse number 20, talking about our grace period. We're in a grace period. I remember when I went to work at Hahn in the 80s. I went to work at Hahn, and they said, your first 90 days, said, I'll go ahead and tell you, you're really just on a trial basis. In other words, you're just on a grace period for 90 days. And I'll never forget it. He told me, sitting looking right across the thing at me, he said, and I'll go ahead and tell you. And back then, it was hard place to get on. Now, you know, they hiring all the time. But back then, it was really hard. You know, it was really hard to get on up there. And he said, I'll go ahead and tell you, if you're out during that 90 days, if you're out during that 90 days, the 91st day, you won't be kept. And I thought, oh, my goodness, is it that bad? He did. I said, well, I'll try my best. He said, unless it's a death. He said, well, we don't put up with laying out. He said, you got 90 days. 90 days. You got to be here. You got to be on your job. You can't be late. You got to be on your job every morning at a certain time. And, man, I thought that 90 days wouldn't never get here in time. Man, but after that 90 days, I was fully instated. I got insurance. Man, I got all the benefits. Man, but see, I made it through that grace period. That's what Ezra was saying here. He said, if we can just get to that grace period, if we can get to that grace period that God will open up his heart, open up his doors, and he said, come unto me, boy, that that door of opportunity, if we could get that over to people that right now we're in that grace period. Right now, we're in that grace period. Hey, man, that's why we need to be doing everything we can to draw closer to God. Why? Because the grace period's coming to a close. I'm telling you tonight, the end. You look over at Revelations. Hey, man, at the very end of it, guess what it says? The end. The end. And that's exactly what it means. The end. See, but right now, Ezra found this moment of grace, this remnant of grace. Oh, I was going to read that, wasn't I? Look what he said. Acts chapter number 26, verse number 20. Look what he said, talking about repentance. He said, but show first unto them of Damascus and at Jerusalem and throughout all the coast of Judea. And then, listen to this, and then to the Gentiles. That was you and I. That was you and I. So we were adopted into this. He said, then to the Gentiles, but he didn't leave us out right here either, that they should repent. They should repent. You want revival? You know what revival is? It's not a series of meetings. Amen. It's not, you know, I run all these revivals during the year all over the place. And you know what revival is? It's when people repent of their sins. People say, oh, I want revival. Well, start repenting. Start repenting. Because that's when revival takes place. It's when we, our personal selves, begin to repent. True repentance. He said that they should repent and turn to God. And listen at this. And do works meet for repentance. In other words, get this. And I'm going to slow it down now to where you'll understand it. In other words, after we repent, we should work like we've repented.
Isn't that
right? We should work like we've repented. There should be a change made.
Yeah.
Thanks to Calvary, I don't live there anymore.
Amen.
There's been a change made. Amen. Repentance, when true repentance takes place in our life, then we become godly sorrow of what we're doing and we change direction.
Yeah.
But see, sometimes we just get a case of do better.
Yeah.
You know what? How many times, you know, daddy and mama whoop us and we just say, oh, I won't do it no more, I promise you. Amen. And just as soon as they put the belt up, we're out the door to do the same thing. Amen. We've all done that.
Yeah.
But when true repentance takes place, we change direction. We change the route we're going. That's what Ezra here, he was crying out to God. He was begging God, hey, Lord, please, God, just give us a little remnant of hope. Give us a little door of opportunity that we can cry out to you and make this thing right. Oh, grace period. That's what this was. This was a grace period. A grace period to repent. We have a remnant of opportunity. A remnant of opportunity to repent. It's just like the thief on the cross. Here he was, guilty, fixing to spend eternity in hell. And he cries out to God. And the Lord saved him. That was his little grace period. You'll have a grace period. I have a grace period. That remnant of opportunity. What we do with that small remnant of opportunity could change our destination, could change our outlook. It could change everything about us. We have that remnant of opportunity to repent. Then number three, talking about our grace period. Talking about our grace period. Number one, we reconsider. Reconsider which way am I going? Which direction am I going? Then when we reconsider our ways, then is when we what? We repent. Repent. And then number three, not only do reconsider and repent, but reconcile. Then we reconcile. That word reconcile means this right here. To restore. To restore. A relationship between two individuals to be reconciled with God, that we could get back in fellowship with Him. Be reconciled to Him. There's thousands of people out there tonight. They're saved, but they're out of fellowship with God. We got a church roll full of them. Everybody does. If everybody that was on our church roll, because this is the one I'm most concerned with, if everybody that was on our church roll, Brother Cecil, came at one time, we'd have to rent another building to get them in. We couldn't hold them. There's no way possible. And I'm not saying they're lost tonight, but I'm saying some of them need to reconcile their relationship with God. Because I'm going to tell you something. You can't tell me you love God and don't have a desire to go to the house of God. It just don't work that way. But so there's a time during this remnant of opportunity that we have to become reconciled with God, to restore that relationship with Jesus Christ. Be reconciled with God. Get back that fellowship that we once had. How many people used to teach Sunday school? No longer go to church. How many people used to lead singing? No longer go to church. How many used to play these instruments? No longer go to church. How many used to be leaders in churches? They no longer go. Amen. You know why? Because they become unreconciled. There's differences there in their life. But we've got this moment of grace, this grace period, our grace period, the opportunity to be a part of a great thing. I really believe our church right here at Morning View, I believe God has given us a remnant of opportunity. I really do. Right? I believe this is it. I believe this, you know, this, and whatever we're going to do, we better do it now. We better do it now because, listen, we could go to the right or the left and let the opportunity of a lifetime go right out of our hands. Amen. But right now is the time. Right now. We may very well be living in the glory days of Morning View Baptist Church. Amen. Preacher, you're saying this is as good as it gets. I know it could get better. But man, this has been good. It's been good. Thank God. God's blessed us. If there's ever been a church, that ought to be shouting the praises unto him, it ought to be us. God's been good to us. Man, he opened up that opportunity for us right here. But what we do with it during this opportunity could determine how we do for the next 10 years, how we do for the next 20 years, how we do for the next 30 years. What you do now could affect this church the rest of her days while she's still here on this hill. We've got the opportunity. What you going to do with it? Right now, we're in our grace period. Right now, we're in our grace period. I want to work. I'll pray. I want to labor every day in the vineyard of the Lord. We're going to ask Brother Robbie to come with a verse of a song. We don't know your mind. We don't know your heart tonight. But maybe you're here and you're searching for something. Listen, this is your grace period. Ezra cried out to God. He bowed on his knees with his face down, his hands spread out, and said, oh God, have mercy upon me tonight. This is our grace period. What do you want to do with it? While we sing, Brother Robbie. What about it tonight? Our grace period. While these are praying, we'll continue to sing.